Don, he's in the Navy, and he's going to get a couple of 3 days leave. He pulled into the wharf. He stepped out on the dirt. That polio hit him, and he just went down.
Oh.
And now he can drive that little tractor. He drives his car, but he goes on crutches and braces on his legs. But he's a working thing. Oh, he's a worker.
Well, what about, I want to ask you about those rail fences. What kept them together?
Well, I tell you, they can make them straight. That is, the locks, the rail fences, where the rails cross one another like this. And then, when they get that fence built, they take a pole and stand up in this one here and one in here, and it would cause a lock up kind of like that. And that hole would keep the wind from blowing them down. And them old rails, they used to be rail fences. Man, when I was a boy, I fought fire, keeping from burning up the rail fences. And of course, now you never see a rail fence unless somebody's got it around their yard or just as a souvenir. Oh, they're a relic now. And them old rails now used to, used to get a man to split them and cut them and everything, $4 and $5 a cord. And now they're like lumber. Man, they cost you about $5 or $6 or $8 a reel now.
Is that right?
Yeah. And there's not many, much timber now that you can get to split. Mm-hmm. Unless you go up here in the mountain forest, in the national forest, to get some of that long, tall, thin bark pine. And you know, a lot of that, you could split it, some of them 20 foot long. You could just split them, you know, they split just like an acorn. Oh, it was brilliant.
Do you ever see any fences or walls around here made out of loose stone or rock?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Cobblestone, mountain rock, cobblestone mostly. Yeah, you take out here on the Malvern Road, what we used to call the Maurice Park. And, lots of places. There's a place out there on the 70 Highway. A fella just bought it and moved in not too long ago. I don't know how he done it, or just because he wanted it. He put up in his front of his house a solid stone there.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever seen these fences? Some people have them around the front yard or around the garden. They were usually painted white.
Oh, yeah. They used to see lots of it. That would take a 1-to-6 board, and they'd put them like this is here, and then up and down the post, and put it up a short piece up and down here and nail them. And when I bought this place, there was a white yard fence around it down here.
You ever heard people call those anything in particular, that kind of fence?
No, only just a yard fence or a lot fence or a pasture fence, or just whatever it was.
Have you ever heard people call them picket fences?
Well, now, a picket fence is altogether different.
What is that?
Used to take a picket and they'd drive them out of a pine or oak, like these old froes I got out here. They'd take that down, they'd get a forked tree and put it down on the ground, put that, say, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 foot picket. They'd cut the timber that length, and they'd take that fro, I got the old mallet out there, and they'd put that and they'd just drive them pickets out of there, and they'd take two wires at the bottom and top. One wire would come through this way, and the next one wire would come through this way, and build them picket fences. Now, up until 3 or 4 years ago, I was taking you up here in Pike County and showed you an old farmhouse there. There's, I don't know how long a fence it was, that there old time picket fence. I'd like to have had it down here, but I didn't have no place to come bring it down and put it up here. It'd be in my way, but I just see old things like that. Well, I'm going to tell you, coming through from Buttermilk Springs, I run into some of them up yonder. This fella here was with me. And them people that would ride them out of a pine